Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
How are you?
How
I'm really good. I'm excited to be here tonight. We've had a lot of people sending us emails and posting on our new Facebook page, which we'll talk about at the end of the show, and about our topic tonight. So I'm excited about it. And why don't you share with everybody what we're going to talk about?
I know it's this is the topic that I think it holds very dear to everybody's heart. We're talking about twin souls, companion soulmates, and karmic soulmates, and the differences between each of these three soulmate relationships, because they each have a lot of various differences, and they each serve a higher purpose for our soul's growth. And so we're going to be talking about the different variations between the three, and so that you can learn how to recognize them in your own life. And we'll be discussing, the twin souls is what is going to be a little bit more. There are some conflicting ideas about the twin soul relationships out there, and we'll go into that. But that's our topic for tonight.
Oh, even better. I'm super excited about it. I know that you and I have been doing a lot of reading, and we have a lot of clients with a lot of questions about their soulmates and is this the one, and everything. And so let's talk about the differences between the three. I know that most people say they want a twin soul and a twin flame, but before we go into that, let's talk about the karmic and the companion souls. Maybe that would be a good place to start. What do you think?
Sure, let's do that. They're the easier ones.
Yeah, I like easy. Easy's always good.
I know. The least controversial out of the three. So sure, yeah, let's talk about the companion and the karmic soulmates. All right. So the companion soulmates, now these are the soulmates that are kind of like, you can look at them as like your best friend kind of relationships. And they can come about. You can see them happen in your siblings, your brother or your sister, your parent-child relationships, or husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
These are the ones that tend to be the most of the three. Unlike what a lot of people may think, that the twin souls are the ones that are the most harmonious, and that can very well be, but most often than not, the companion soulmate relationships are the most harmonious. These are the relationships that really foster growth and support. It's like the best friend kind of vibe between the two. And again, they can pop up, between brother and sister, husband, wife, parent, child, or friends. Like you and I are companion
Yeah.
soulmates.
Yes, I know exactly. So, and it's pretty cool because I know that you and I were talking about Edgar Cayce, and I know that he married his companion soulmate, right? So you can marry them, you can have them as friends and brother, sisters, or whatever. But the best part about it's somebody that you're going to get along with in this lifetime, and it could be more than one, right? Don't you agree? It could be several different.
Absolutely, absolutely. You'll know them because there's a familiarity. There's going to be a strong and deep affection and bond. And again, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, and you can absolutely have more than one in your life. But again, these are like, so they don't have to be in a romantic sense. And they're also, despite the fact that they are generally very harmonious, there can always be, the differences, especially in the sibling companion soulmate relationship. There'll be the sibling rivalry, the jealousy, and all that natural things that come up in those kind of close relationships. But they absolutely tend to be the most harmonious. Edgar Cayce, like you just said, he married his companion soulmate, and his secretary was his twin soul. And he had the enlightened knowledge of knowing that his work would be better served to be married to his companion soulmate, and he understood the relationship between him and his secretaries, although they were twin souls, that they were there to kind of mutually assist and benefit humanity together through their twin soul relationship. So that was a unique one right there.
There you go. I like that too as well. Now we have another one, karmic soulmates. Those are always fun. You and I were chatting about that with our families today. So Yeah. You ever thought I didn't want to be in this freak show I was born into? So yeah, now you might understand that a little better when you and I discuss this, right? So the karmic soulmates, they are challenging relationships most of the time, right? Or they start out as challenging. They don't have to end up like that. But let's talk about that. You want to?
Sure. These are the couples that come together on account of an outstanding piece of karma that needs to be worked out between the two of them. So, you know, it could be that in a previous lifetime there was harm that was done to one soul, and so they have an agreement to come back and do it right this time. And that's the reason why a lot of times it can be challenging, because the karma is trying to be balanced between the two of them. And so because it's carrying over from a past life, they are carrying into the present relationship a lot of those issues that are working to be resolved, and so that's why they can be challenging. However, you can, you know, a lot of these karmic relationships, karmic soulmate relationships, can be worked out in the current lifetime, and then turn out to be very harmonious. But there are times when once the karma is balanced between the two, they will then part ways, and then the karmic is
Settled. You know, it's so funny, because every time I'm talking to someone and they have questions about should they stay or should they go in a relationship, whether they're married or you know, living with someone, or it's a significant relationship for them, one of the questions I always ask, and I look and I see, and you and I both do the same thing, I know, because we've had readings with people with like this. And I'll say, okay, is a karma finished between these two? And it might take, a long time, or it might take a dating relationship. But just the other day I was talking to a lady, and she goes, I just don't love my husband anymore, and we've been married for 13 years. And she goes, I like him, but she goes, I don't love him. And she goes, and it's been a challenging relationship. And she said something more with more juicier words than challenging, but you can imagine when they're upset. She goes, she said, I like him, but I'm not in love with him anymore. And I looked and I asked the angels and I said, listen, is this over with? And they said the karmic debt or has been balanced or learned or, you know, shifted, however you want to say it. And she's free to move on. You know, and then a lot of times I will get this, and this is so hard for people sometimes, and I don't know if you feel this way or not, because we talked about it with our clients, but there's, whenever I find this, that the karmic relationship is settled and they're wanting to move, it's not because, a lot of times it's not because just they're wanting to leave, it's because the universe, the angels, God, or whatever, saying, okay, you can move on now, there's someone better for you. And I told her, I said, there is someone better for you than him. And she liked that, right? And then I looked at her and I said, but there's somebody better for him than you. Did not like that. I was like, okay.
Right.
Right? I'm the best.
She's
for
like,
everyone.
Hey, wait a second.
Best for everyone. All the men in my life, I'm the best. There's no one better. I know, wouldn't that be great? But it doesn't work out like that. We chatted about it for a few minutes, and she got it, you know. And it doesn't mean that the relationship, because I get this. It doesn't mean the relationship ends, because it just changes form. You know, you go from husband and wife to something different, but you're always connected, especially when there are kids involved, you know, too, as well.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's interesting, you know. I know you and our families, we have our, your mom and dad, my mom and dad, I both have a karmic bond, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think for your parents, you were saying that, I think your mother, when she crossed over, told you that she was balancing the karma between her and your father on the other side, that when she crossed over, they didn't have the opportunity to kind of talk it out or work it out. Right. And so, and that can absolutely happen. You can absolutely balance karma on the other side, because your souls are always evolving. They're always growing, and it doesn't stop. So, absolutely that can happen. You know, Edgar Cayce, he does a wonderful way of describing the differences between these three soulmate relationships. And there was one reading that he had given, and they wrote about it in one of his books, where a couple came to him, and and it was the same kind of situation that you're describing with this woman. You know, the couple came to them and they said, you know, or the wife did first and the husband came later, but she came to them and said, you know, we've been married for 20 years and I don't feel the same anymore. And I don't feel the same way that I did when we first got together. And I just need to know if I should stay in this relationship or if I should leave, if we should divorce. And Edgar Cayce went into his trance state, and he found through reading her Akashic records was that their karmic debt was also balanced. And so he said to her, your karmic arrangement for coming together in this lifetime has been served. The purpose has been served. So you can either choose to stay or you can choose to leave. And this woman actually chose to stay. And so did her husband. They both chose
Why?
To stay, even though, I think it was because she, what Edgar Cayce said to her was this: your karma has a balance between the two of you. Now the challenges that you are facing, are not really challenges. You are just feeling that you have, what she was actually feeling was that the karma was done. There was no more need to struggle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because the struggle, that ongoing struggle or working towards, you know, correcting or fixing or building something was there because of that karmic debt. And because the karmic debt was now served, she kind of felt neutralized. She felt like, I don't know, there's nothing I feel strong here anymore. Because of the karma. And so he said to her, the reason why you're feeling this way is because you have already served out your karma. And so what you feel are challenges are not really challenges. So you can either choose to stay or choose to go. And he's like, I'm not going to tell you either way. And they both chose to stay, and they ended up having a really wonderful marriage. And they stayed together for the rest of their lives. And they built like a nice friendship. She reported back to the Edgar Cayce Foundation in written reports that after their reading with Edgar Cayce, their relationship was transformed into like a friendship. Like they actually became almost like best friends, whereas the first 20 years was just trying to work through difficulties, trying to, you know, build and correct things and fix things. And once they had that all done, it was basically like they figured it out. They kind of figured out the roadmap to a successful marriage between the two of them, and then they became best friends.
Let me ask you a question, and this is a good point because I know there are people that are listening probably wondering the same thing. So you start out as karmic relationships, and maybe that's all it's supposed to be. So then if you choose to stay, would it then become a soulmate companion relationship? Interesting question.
You mean like a companion soulmate relationship? Absolutely. I think those two are tied. It is basically the way that they start off. That's the difference, okay? So a companion soulmate relationship, you will come together with a strong attraction for each other, a mutual affection. It could be a sibling bond, a friendship bond, a parent-child bond, any of those. So those are brought together without karma. That's just a bond that you are forming for mutually beneficially supportive of each other, just like as if like a, you know, your sister and your brother would, a parent and child would, right? So it's mutually supportive of each other. Although there can be challenges, that's not the real heart of the relationship, is not to overcome challenges. It really is just for support. The karmic soul relationships come together. Of course, if it's going to be, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, of course there's going to be that kind of physical attraction in the beginning, but usually we'll see the challenges straight from the beginning. Issues. There usually will be those red flags, right? The ones that are kind of, okay, there's something here I need to look at. What is this trying to teach me? What do I need to heal? Why does this hurt so much? Why is this so painful? What do I need to address here? What kind of truth do I need to bring to the forefront? All those questions, right? Come
those
up.
Are the questions. Yeah. I love those. You know, that's usually the what do I call that? The victim rejection. Okay, that's always has to do with karmic relationships. You know, victim rejection, and then you find
yes. Exactly.
Yeah, you get the illusion with that one, or get the reality. Listen, we've got a couple callers, and so we'll leave it on the victim rejection and then come back and chat about that, but bring them on. I think they've been on for a couple of minutes.
Sure. We'll take Nicole from Florida.
Good. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
I have a psychic vibe that you emailed us today. Is that true?
Yes, I did. I told you I would be on the call.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. So anyway, welcome. So, Corrine, she's the one that we got an email from her. She went to her side. Anyway, Nicole, what's your question or comment? We love both on here.
I want to say that you guys are really making a lot of sense with a lot of things that you were saying, and I love the conversation you were just having with the karmic spirits and souls and twin souls and things like that. My question, I'm struggling with the relationship that I'm currently in. He's a great guy, and funny you said, you know, the person that you were talking to, she was having an issue with her, you know, she wasn't in love with her husband anymore, and, you know, the angels said that there's a better person out there for her and also for him. I'm kind of feeling that way, but I don't know. Like, he's a great guy, but I'm just not feeling that connection that, you know, I think that should be there. So it's just a real struggle for me, and I don't know what he wants to do, or, you know, I should just say let it go and let him go and find who he's supposed to be with and do the same for myself.
Should you stay or should you go? That's always good. Queen, you want to go first or you want me to? Doesn't matter. Should you stay or should you go?
That was a song right there. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, I know, exactly. There you go. I could have said it's Hotel California you can check out, but you can never leave. I'm a star for you. Just kidding, Nicole. Go ahead, Corrine.
Okay. Ahead. Between the two of you and the gentleman, I feel that there is absolutely another man for you, and he is right behind this one. What you just said, I think you just said, if I should let him go so he can find something just right there, and I can't, and I have the worst memory, I apologize, but there was a sentence that you had just said where you said, I don't know if I should let him go to find someone that he could be happier with, and the same for myself. I really felt that that was coming from really, truly your heart, not even your head. You feel this in your heart.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the key right there to connecting with your truth, is when you are expressing something that is from your heart, not from the head. The head is where all of our nonsense lies, okay? It's where our fears go and everything like that. When you said that, I felt such an immediate connection with your heart, that that was coming straight from your heart. Your heart is guiding you to your truth. Your heart knows. You know that this man is not the best fit for you. I can feel this, and there's another man that is coming right behind this one. Feels like he almost is like a friend of yours. I don't really, like, you may already know him or something, but there's a familiarity around this new gentleman that's coming in. I don't know if you've met him already or he's a friend of yours that's going to blossom into a romantic relationship. I'm not exactly sure, but that's what I feel for you. What about you, Tari?
I'm going to go with what she says, because when you were talking, I could feel the energy around you. Your whole life is changing, though. It feels like you're getting a new career, and it feels like that you're are getting a new business, I think. And then also, it feels like that you're getting a new man. I think one of your lessons here is just having faith and going and learning to trust your intuition. You have a strong one. Okay, so there is a new man right behind your guy here. And just remember something. This is so, so true, and I get this all the time, and I'm getting it for you. Just because this type of relationship, ends, a new one's going to come out of it, okay? It's the love that you have for him is an internal love, and it's just going to change forms and go into a different relationship, okay? It's everything, you're totally going through, there is a deity, you can call her an angel, a transformation right now. She's called the Butterfly Maiden, and she's an Indian, I can't remember what kind of Indian she is, but she is all about transformation. But she's showing herself to you right now, share that with you, about everything in your life is changing. And just have faith, trust your intuition. And you can't, you know, you're having a great new love come in. When you have love and money, doesn't get much better than that. You can't have too much love, too much money, or be too thin. Okay, so there you go.
I agree. I totally agree.
too much love, too much money, too much love. Hey, I'd like to have a whole big old cup full of all of it. You know, so that's what I see for you.
Yeah, this is a real journey for you. It's like it's to finding the courage really to move forward is really a way of not only honoring yourself, but it's also honoring him, you know, because you know that the purpose has been served between the two of you. And so it does take courage because you're afraid to kind of let go. But know that by doing that, you're not only offering yourself, you know, the opportunity to experience something greater, but for him as well. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, you let us know because you got some good stuff going on there, girl. And it's all about doing the new, bringing the new in and changing, letting the old go. Okay, you know what I mean? It's good. And remember, after this too, I'm getting asked to share this. After every winter, there's a spring. It's time for your spring. Okay.
Thank you very much, both of you. You guys have said a mouthful. My goodness, have mercy.
Well, Karina and I, we're companion soulmates. She's like my sister.
I know how that is. I have one of those too. So
good. Well, listen. If you got any comments about what we shared with you tonight, will you go to our new Facebook page and like us, and then share your comments because your story will inspire others. Okay. So thank you.
I sure will.
It's Angel Coaches, Facebook.com, Angel Coaches. So thank you.
Thank you.
Right, thank you, Nicole.
She's a beautiful soul. I just love her. Thanks.
I know.
We got another. Oh, there's Linda. Linda on line three. Come on, Linda. Linda.
Hello. Hi, lady.
Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
We have not heard from you for a long time. How are you feeling after falling off the side of the planet? We've missed you. So, anyway, how are you?
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I was on the off the planet. You know, really serious family issues, but I'm still got my head above water. And, you know, I could talk for a week about all that has happened in the last month, but I'm not going to get into that because you have hit a subject that is dear to my heart tonight. And, I obviously want to comment on it as I usually do.
That's cool.
The whole
wonderful
soulmate concept. And, you know, it was very interesting just hearing I got into the show a little bit late, so I didn't hear the very beginning, but I heard Corrine saying, Edgar Cayce talking about how a person had, their karmic debt had been completed with their, you know, whatever partner. And that's what I feel I have with my husband, and that we've completed the work we're supposed to do, and that we did have a choice to stay together or to separate, and I'm choosing to separate. So it's kind of a different thing, and it's been very tumultuous. And there is, and he is a soulmate of mine. That's what's been confusing my whole life, is I thought he was, you know, the only soulmate in my life, but he is a soulmate. We've been through many lifetimes together, I'm quite sure. And in fact, I told him he better get it right in this life because I'm not doing it with him again. This is it.
You tell him he's only going to be your husband once. Go ahead. Yeah, right, Linda?
This is like the third time, actually, from what I can tell. But we've been doing this many, many lifetimes. But I think that the universe is setting up something for me that's so beautiful, but it's so difficult in that, you know, I have this twin soul in the wings who's having a very similar situation to me with family and a wife and all that, and so we're just friends, but at this point in time, but I feel like the universe, there's a divine purpose for us to eventually be together, that this is like, you know, my true complement, soulmate kind of thing. And so all I keep getting, and you know I've talked about this before, is that I have to surrender to the timing and the circumstances around it. And I think I'm getting better at doing that. But I wondered if you had any messages for me about any of this, because I will accept all help.
I hear you. I get it. I put SOS out myself sometimes. Come on, angels, and give me some messages. So we've got one. I sent a little message over to Corrine because she got some insight the other day, and I think she's supposed to share it with you if she is, you know, she got the secret, a big old secret there. Corrine, will you share with her? Because I thought that was really good. It feels like, and it came from you, so I Do you remember?
Oh, yes, the little epiphany that we had on the other the call the other night. Yeah, the topic was, we were talking about, you know, receiving messages through dreams and, you know, and how to do that. And here is what was really profound for me, and I got it as I was talking on the call, is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we want to ask for questions or answers to certain things like, will we be together, you know, in this lifetime? Will I get the job? Will I, you know, get this amount of money or whatever it may be, right? And we'll ask those questions before we go to sleep, and hoping to get the answer in our dreams. And the thing about it is, those kind of questions are coming from a place of lack. And one of our goals here in our soul's evolution is to always come from a place of faith and trust, right? Trust in God and our divine purpose. And when we ask questions like that, is this going to happen? When is this going to happen, right? What we are essentially saying back to God or the angels or to ourselves, most importantly, is that we don't believe these things will happen. We're a little worried that it might not. And so we need confirmation from the angels, from God or for whoever, to help us have more faith. Or trust more, because without that, we wouldn't be able to trust, okay? And so a lot of times when we ask those kind of questions, we will get those kind of dreams that are all symbolic, and we have to analyze it, and the angels and God do that, so it will inspire us to continue searching, to learn the lesson of trust and faith, and find that on our own. And that's why they give us those messages. But when we don't ask the question, we can ask instead in a different way, if this is not happening right now, what else do I need to learn from this journey? Or what is it that I am missing here that I need to add into my life to attract this into my life faster or greater? You see what I'm saying? We should be asking those kind of questions. So for you, the message that I got is, I immediately heard, don't push. As soon as you started talking. So, and then you said I can't remember, you said something about learning to allow the timing to unfold as it should, right? Something along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. So the don't push is in alignment with that. The don't push, okay? Because what I'm seeing here between you and this other gentleman is that you are both right now on a really important journey, individually and separately. Okay, because you are dealing with things within your own life right now, and so is he. And so you have to honor the process. Not only, you know, things may be unfolding faster on your end, you know, between you and your husband right now, as far as, you know, the separating and the divorce and all of that. On his end, you have to honor his process. It might take a little bit more time. And also different choices can be made along the process, you know. Have faith that twin souls will always unite. If not in this lifetime, they will unite again in another lifetime. It is never lost. It is never lost, okay? And whatever you're learning on your end will always benefit your twin soul, even though there might not be any kind of physical interaction or conversation happening between the two of you. Know that even if it's silent between the two of you, whatever you're learning, which is why it's so important that you learn independently right now and kind of go within and focus on yourself and go through your own journey, is because whatever you acquire and attain through learning, you know, whatever you're learning on your journey, you are actually also sharing that with your twin soul on an energy and on a soul level. So you aid in his growth too, to help him grow faster, to help him learn more things, and he in turn also helps you. So I would say to you right now, focus on that. Focus on what it is, because that is the purpose of twin souls, is for the two halves. It's like, you know, the yin and the yang coming together. It's, you know, you see the circle and the symbol, right? And so you've got to make sure that you align perfectly so the two halves form a perfect circle. And so you've got to do your part, and he's got to do his part, and you can do them separately. But you cannot forget that. You can't just sit there and wait, you know, and kind of go, all right, I'm just going to wait. There's a lot of responsibility with the twin soul relationship. It takes a lot. You've got to really push yourself to learn and grow so that you are prepared to come together, to fuse together as the purpose of twin soul relationships. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm feeling that, and I think I'm getting better at doing that, at focusing on myself and understanding what you're telling me, because I have come to that conclusion. Some days it's hard for me not to become impatient, but I understand what I need to do, and so it's a challenge, but I'm doing it because I have no other choice. I have to go the proper channels here and do it the proper way. It is fascinating, though, how his life and mine are so parallel, and how, you know, I mean, like to an amazing degree, that has caught his attention, actually. You know, the crisis of the past month being that my daughter has bulimia, and it has blown up into dramatic proportions, and his daughter is going through the same thing. And I find that fascinating, to tell you the truth. And that I, because I've been through a crisis this month, am able to help him to deal with his. And as friends, it was really kind of a beautiful thing that he's looking to me to help him at this point, when it was always the other way around. So, you know, there's
I got a message for you, Linda, if you want to hear it. Okay.
Yes, so I want to hear it.
Well, okay. I'm glad. And I'm glad you guys are finding friendship, a strong base of that.
Yeah.
Maybe my twin soul is Matthew McConaughey. Walking parallel lines.
You keep wishing for that.
I know. I'm just kidding. I have a twin. My twin soul is, that's a whole other story. I'm teasing a little bit. But this morning, I do adore him, though, from afar, actually. So this morning I was meditating, and we hadn't even decided the topic, because Karina and I usually will wait to get inspired. And so this goddess showed up. Some people, you can call her an angel if you're not comfortable with that, but she's a Celtic goddess, Celtic, I never have known how to say that. But she shows up, and she says, I go, who are you? And I see her. She goes, and I looked up her name, because Corrine says it's pronounced Izolt, and I see it's pronounced Izolt. So Izolt, but let me just tell you what she does. She's amazing. She helps you with undying love. And she goes, when it comes to matters of the heart, your help is here. And that's a message for you. So she says, oh, you can ask for my help. Okay. And she's she has a tragic love story, but she helps others with let me tell you this, and this is the reason why she's here. She goes, she helps you through, you know, with a family, romance, and also parental and friendship relationships. So it sounds like you're dealing with all of that, you know what I mean, as a parent, as a, you know, a family, as a friend, and as a romance, okay? So she's helping with all those relationships. So she showed up, and when Corrine was talking to you, I was like, okay, who's here? And then she says, tell her I'm here and give her this message. So I'm giving you the message, and that's from her. And one of the other things, I got super strong, if it's okay if I share this with you. I'm going to say it like this. When we ask for something, Corrine had that great story that she shared the other day on our call, and it was just so beautiful because it resonated with me. So when I got off the call, I go, how can I be the best I can be in both business and personal, you know, in love and career? And that's what I always ask, you know what I mean? But I said, let me have dreams about that, and let me have ideas about that. And so then I don't focus on when is he coming, or when am I going to get this, or in my career or my business, or any of us can do that. I just focused on how can I become the best to receive and to give that I possibly can be. And when you do it like that, I find that it works out so much better, because then you come from a place of desire and true love. And you know, and instead of need. So that's been a challenging lesson, I think, that I've learned. Corrine's really helped me with that. God bless her. So she's like, you know, so I hope that helps you a little bit too as well. Okay.
That's really helpful. I thank you so much. I've missed you guys. And I actually was on the tail end of that call Tuesday night, but I got in late and I didn't want to say anything, but I heard some of that wisdom, and you ladies are amazing.
Well, you are too. Let us know you come and join us again. Okay, we'd love to have you. So,
I will. Now that my life is slowing down, I can do that, and I will. And I just thank you so much for being there for me.
Linda, listen, go to our new Facebook page, Angel Coaches, okay, and share your comments in the live.
Cool.
Okay, all right, it's we just got it up. I told Kareem, we're like the George Jefferson, moving on up.
Okay. We're getting with the times
we'll
here.
Do that.
Yeah. We're now in 2000. We got a Facebook page. We're good. So anyway,
you can, girl.
Take care. All right, we'll take care. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye,
sorry,
Linda.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's a wonderful. I'm glad, and that's a neat little turn there for her relationship. I like that.
Yeah, you know? that's wonderful.
Anyway, so let's. We were talking about victim, and I want to share that because we get a lot of people. Why is this happening to me? He rejected me. She rejected me, and I am a victim, right? And when it comes to these karmic soulmate relationships. And also twin soul, I think, too, as well. But you we'll talk about that in a minute. So that's not the truth, right, Kareem? Because what I'm realizing is in our soul's plan, we choose these folks to come into our lives to teach us. We actually choose them, you know. So, you know, to say certain things to us and to do certain things with us so that we can heal that pain in our heart and in our soul where we can experience great love, right? Do you agree?
Right. Here's the easiest way to tell. Instead of focusing on the victim that she treats me so bad. I can't stand this about this person, or why is this person making me so angry? This person does this and that. Instead, focus on because the only purpose, okay, that they have been brought into your life is not. It is not to bring you down and allow you to become a victim in your life. It really isn't. The purpose is to teach you a profound lesson for your spiritual growth that you have asked for from this other soul. And so, what you should look at, and here's a really great tool, is our souls always plan these kind of experiences to learn through contrast. Okay, so whatever it is that is ailing you in your current relationship. Whatever it is that you are having a problem with, the exact opposite is the lesson that you are supposed to learn from that relationship, okay? So if it's the, you're having an issue with this person, always yelling at you all the time, and you're yelling back, like, why is this person always making me so angry? Your lesson is to learn compassion and to speak your truth by using... speaking your truth in a gentle, compassionate, loving way. That could be, I'm just saying that as an example, or for some reason, okay, how come I keep finding people that cheat on me? Why is it that every person that I date cheats on me? Because your lesson is not that, you know, you are not a cheater and you have to, you know, and this is just a curse. No, it is. It is the lesson of contrast. It is, what is it that you do not trust in your own life or trust within yourself? What is it that you are so afraid of that you are cheating yourself on? Okay, so it was lessons in contrast. So instead, try to, and your karmic soulmate has been brought into your life to teach you these lessons through the karma that is being balanced out between the two of you. Okay, and a lot of times, it's helpful. You can, you know, to figure out where the karma comes from. You can do a past life regression. You can find out through meditation or through dreams. A lot of times, that past life will be shown to you. You and I do past life readings with people too, and that gives that'll give you a little bit of clarity as to why you have a certain tendency in this relationship, or you have a certain inclination, or why this person is a certain way. It'll give you a lot of clarity, but then what you do with that, you've got to take it to the next step and not sit on it and use that as an excuse. You've got to say, okay, so I came in with this reason. This person is treating me this way because I asked them to, so that I would learn to be, to learn how to love myself a little bit more and to learn how to speak my truth. Okay. So that's going to be my focus now, so that I can balance this karma and hopefully create, turn this into a harmonious relationship, because there always is the potential for that.
That's very true. And one of the things that I like about karmic relationships, when you heal them and you can breathe, you never have to go through that lesson again. You really don't. And most people don't get that. But we spend so much time thinking things are being done to us and we are less than. you know, and we're a victim, and that's not the case. But I told this to someone today, a client of ours today. I go, you are not a victim. You chose this. You chose to learn this. And I know that we have people that we, I was going to say, we have victims all the time, want to be victims, right? So that we share that information with. You know, Corinne, yeah. I tell you, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and it's important at those kind of relationships, you know, where they, you know, if you find yourself in the victim role, right, and you've left every single relationship looking at the man or the woman saying, you know what? He just treated me so bad, and you know, so I'm just gonna leave. And you left every relationship thinking that, like, this person treated me bad. Thank goodness I'm not with them anymore. And you know, so long, goodbye, right? And then I'm moving on to the next. When you do that, that's when you're gonna find a pattern, because you're not stopping to see what you were supposed to learn from that. And so you'll see a pattern showing up. The next person that you meet, it'll be a different experience, but the same lesson happening over again, okay? Because your soul has asked to learn this specific lesson, okay? So here come all of these people in partnership to help you learn it, okay? And the most challenging ones will be the karmic ones. Those karmic soulmate ones are the ones where you're like, why do I feel this way? Why is this person... why do I feel this way with this person? Why is this person, you know, it's like the ones that would bring up the most profound questions within you. You're like, what? You know, it's the one that kind of makes you start doing a lot of thinking if you choose to, you know, or you can just, you know, leave in a rush and move on to the next.
Yeah, right. It's what you call getting your loving on the run, right? Mm-hmm. I hear you. So, you know, I was telling my dad this a few years ago. So he's, you know, my parents are divorced years ago, and my dad was dating a lot, and he's talking to me about the women. I go, well, I said, Dad, I go, listen, I said, the only constant in this thing is you. There's different women, but you're the only constant one there. And so he stops and he goes, you know, you're right. So if you're the only one that's there, okay, and all the partners or the dates are changing with different people, then really take a look at it. It's your lesson. I promise you that. I've learned that myself, Corinne. So good point, you know. I agree too. Let's talk about twin souls. Now they're fun. You have a twin soul. I have a twin soul. Everybody has a twin soul. Everybody on the planet has a twin soul, right? Do you agree?
Right. They are, not on the planet, but in the universe.
Right. All of us on the planet have a twin soul somewhere. Okay. You know, so anyway.
Yeah. All of us on the planet have a twin soul somewhere. And, you know, there's a lot of conflicting information out there, not conflicting, but, you know, there's different ideas about the twin souls. There are some... books out there that say that your twin soul can only incarnate in the same lifetime with you when your soul has evolved to such an extent that it's on its last incarnation in the physical world. And but many, and I know you and I believe differently, as well as Edgar Cayce and countless others, that your twin soul can incarnate with you throughout several lifetimes, not all, but several lifetimes. You know, so it doesn't have to be your very last incarnation. For example, Edgar Cayce, his twin soul incarnated as his secretary. And so your twin souls can absolutely also be your brother or your sister. It could be your husband and your wife. You know, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship like what we see with Edgar Cayce. But you and I absolutely believe that I believe, just through the research, that there is no proof that proves that your twin soul has to incarnate in the last lifetime with you. But there is a lot of proof that reflects that twin souls do incarnate with you in several lifetimes, and can be very well your last too as well. Because the purpose of the twin souls is, like we said when we were talking to Linda, is to learn separately, and then also be, you know, because the ultimate goal is for the two souls to fuse together and then share their knowledge with God on the other side. But until that time, that's the reason why we are living so many lifetimes, is to gather up this knowledge. And so the twin soul relationship, you know.
So, yeah, oh, sorry? Yeah. I think you cut out in a second.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You know, I know that Twin Souls 2 are people, we get them, Corrine. We got them on the call. Is he my twin soul? Is she my twin soul? So, as you said, it doesn't mean that it's a romantic love or it could be, I know my twin soul was I had a twin that decided to not come in this lifetime. And he is one of my guides on the other side. And my twin brother. So he was going to be my brother, and he said, "No, I'm going to stay if you're here on the other side." And I made a joke, is he closer to God than me? That's the reason why I got to say. No, it's just one of those things, you know. Yeah. And so that's something I want to be really, really clear about, that twin souls do not necessarily mean that this is the undying love. They can also be a very challenging love if you're not ready for them, you know what I mean? Or they can show up as a secretary or a brother, like Edgar Casey for him and my stepbrother for me. Or not my stepbrother, but my twin brother for me. And so that's super important. I really feel, though, too, is that if I were to choose anything, it would be just a soulmate or soul that can share great love if I were looking for a partner, right? Like a companion soul, you know, not necessarily the twin.
Right. Well, because the companion soulmate is like the best friend kind of soulmate, you know, it's just so harmonious. The twin soul mates, and this is how you can recognize if you have come across your twin soul in this lifetime, unless the two of you, both of your souls are at the same level of spiritual evolvement and you are highly evolved souls, okay? Unless you are highly evolved, which is very rare, but it does happen. Unless you are highly evolved souls, it will be very, very challenging. It will be the most challenging relationship, soulmate relationship out of all the three. These are the kind of relationships where, and Edgar Casey has a lot of stories about encountering and a good explanation about this. It'll be the kind of relationship where when the two of you are together, you fall in love so fast. And you are so in love with each other that it literally scares you and you don't know how to handle it. And then you end up arguing all the time because you both are so afraid of this immediate bond that you have, that you guys are so in sync that it freaks you out. And so the only way the two people know how to handle it is that they just start arguing and pushing each other and fighting with each other for no reason, all because of fear of the strong bond. And that's what happens, very common. There's a really great book, Souls United, by Anne Merrivale, that talks about this, about the different challenges that the twin soul relationships will have. That is one of the ways that you can tell, is when if you've encountered someone that you really love immediately, so much so that the two of you got so scared you just started fighting all the time. That is a
Corrine,
really
I gotta tell you. I got to tell you something. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a friend of mine from North Carolina. She goes, "Now that sounds like my ex-husband. I thought he was the Antichrist, and all this time he was the twin soul." I was like, "Anne, no. She listens in on our show. But I want to reiterate this. Twin souls doesn't necessarily mean the great love. It can mean like for me, it was my twin brother who's on the other side, and for Edgar Casey, it was his secretary. But it can be a romantic love, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, right? So because that people
right.
can go on.
No, it doesn't have to be. It can be your brother, your sister, or Edgar Casey, like his secretary, was the twin soul. His relationship was, you can tell that his soul was more evolved. As the vast majority are the ones that have the challenging soulmate relationships where they're fighting all the time, and then they're surprised that they love each other so much, and then there's an immediate recognition when you meet your twin soul of, I've loved you before I even met you. How did I know I loved you before I even met you? That's a twin soul connection. For Edgar Casey, his twin soul, the evolved twin souls, when you have incarnated and your soul has evolved to such a level, the actual goal of the twin soul is to come together at that point to serve humanity. It really is. The two souls will be serving humanity together. So it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. just like in Edgar Casey's case with his secretary, because that is the true purpose of Twin Souls. It isn't just, you know, it isn't just all a bed of roses and we're here just to love each other to, you know, forever and rainbows and all that great stuff, right? No, there's a, right. there's a higher purpose to the Twin Soul relationship, and that is to serve humanity, to put others first, to serve God and humanity. That is the only purpose of the Twin Soul relationship. So
I like that.
Add that with the secretary.
No, that's that. I like that. That's, you know, that's real key. So, so a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief. Great, he's still the Antichrist, or she's still the Antichrist. I didn't make a mistake, so no, I'm teasing. But yeah, so yeah, we've got a lot. We've covered a lot of things here: twin souls, karmic soulmates, and also companion souls. So there's a lot to talk about. You've got Isolt, or you say Isolt, it doesn't matter, tomato, tomato, it all works, and she'll help you with all the loves that you have there, you know, with all the companions. So if you want to ask for her help. And I think we've got another caller before we close the call, so we're going to have to take her pretty quick, I believe. So Amy's on the line. Do you want to take her?
Sure.
Amy.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I want to say, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
My question for the night is a financial question. I have I don't know if it's a lawsuit, I'm not sure, pending with a major pharmaceutical company because they, I guess, it did damage to my body, and there's an attorney fighting it for me, and the judge ordered them to settle by next month, and I'm wondering if I'm going to receive a settlement from it.
I'm sorry, did you guys hear that?
Hello?
Hello?
Did you get my question?
Yeah, Crean said something. Crean, can you hear?
Oh, I'm so sorry. My little computer did some kind of antivirus update. Sorry about that. I did hear your question.
Okay.
You're asking if you're going to get money from the settlement.
Yes. Okay. Well, am I going to get a settlement?
Okay.
When you finish, I'm getting stuff, so go.
Okay. First, I'm going to say that it's... if you are depending on a lot of money, you've got to look. Okay, all right. And Therese is going to say something really important, and I know because she just typed it to me, which is a big message here. And I'm going to preface it by saying, because I want her to say what she has to say to you. Okay, you've got to really look at where your desires are coming from within you, okay, as far as money coming to you, because it feels like there's another resource of money coming to you, okay, that it's not the end-all be-all to solve all your problems, okay? Mm-hmm. It cannot be about that, and
no.
it cannot be to, you see what I'm saying, like, prove someone else wrong, take someone down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has to come from you trying to, whatever it is within you, a reflection of your truth, mm-hmm. that, you know, whatever it may be, you've got to kind of readdress that. Okay. Cause I am looking at the money coming to you as in dependent upon you. I wasn't even given a time frame. I wasn't given, I asked what is the amount of money, mm-hmm. and I, did not even see a number. What I got was, probably is not as much as you think
mm-hmm.
or what you want. Because the desire within you needs to be addressed, okay?
Okay.
It's relative. It's all relative here, okay? The amount of money coming to you, if money coming to you, is tied in with where this intention is being born from, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to say it really quick because we've only got a second or two and we've got to close the call.
Okay.
Intention here is super important.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing the amount of money as she said as well. Really, really look at the money and what that money, what you need that money for, okay? You don't have to answer us right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow, I'm getting so dizzy right now, Corrine. It's really super important that you come from love,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and that you come from your highest intention, okay? And that you and that you serve humanity as you told us that you want to do, mm-hmm. and you serve God. All right, and I know I would be annoyed if I were you right now. Okay, so please forgive us for doing that. But really, really look at the power of intention here. Okay, one of the things is that you've got to be really clear on what you're going to use this money for. You're going to be really clear on why you want to get this money. Okay, and you've got to be really clear on your intentions when you have this money, with even if you don't have it. Mm-hmm. With your children, with your family, okay? And that, mm-hmm. Karina and I wanted to talk to you about that another time anyway. So, Amy, I know uh-huh. that's not what you wanted to hear, but that's what the message I'm getting that she's getting, okay? And we can clean that up for you, but we've got to go.
Okay.
You can, all right, and we care about you, and we love you with all our heart, and you've got a great family. We want to see you succeed, okay?
Oh,
so I feel like you're going to get money, but not as much as you'd like. And there's some other things that will go with it, so when you're
yeah.
ready... that you need to give us a call, okay? So
yeah,
anyway,
we had some. This is the Amy from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness, I got so confused
yep.
there for a second.
No, okay.
Okay, yeah, there are things that Turi and I wanted to talk to you about after our last reading. So when you have a second, give us a call because there's
been a few.
Yeah, we'll spend a few minutes with you.
Okay, honey.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we got
to
run. Take care and send us an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
we'll do that.
Go to Angel Coaches and like us and post a comment. We'd love it. Anyway, if you haven't already.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Corrine, we got to close really quick. We've got a list of our classes out, and we're starting them in April, so people can go to our website and check it out. Also, we've got a new Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/ Angel Coaches, you can... we'd like anybody that's listening to go and like us and also to post a comment or what you thought of our show or what ideas that you have that may help inspire others. And thank you so much for listening tonight, guys. And
yeah,
we've got a Tuesday night. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Karine.
I was going to say, the workshops that we have are coming up, so you've got to register fast for them. It's opening up your psychic abilities, developing intuition and receiving messages with angel cards, and reading, sensing, and clearing energy and developing empathic skills. You can register on our website at angelcoaches.com and get information about our teleconference there. Just send us a message in our contact form, and we'll send you the information. And you can also get the information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/angelcoaches.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, you guys take care. Have a great night. Bye.
Good night.